play. His lack of interest resulted in us being pretty ragtag as a team, and it also meant that the A team never changed. This was really frustrating for those players who worked hard to move up the ranks but never got the opportunity, all because the coach couldn't be bothered. Often, when new members joined our team practice sessions, they would quit shortly afterwards because they realized they had next to no chance of progressing with the guy who was supposedly coaching us. We always had a few local supporters come to watch our practice, and our coach preferred to stand around and mingle with them. Then he did commit his time to helping us. He wasn't always like this, but at some point he'd gotten lazy and began to lack any of that real commitment and enthusiasm he once had. This obviously had a negative impact on us as a team. We would lose competitions, constantly, and get more than our fair share of yellow and red cards during games. Over time, we had evolved into a bunch of motley individuals who had become more interested in our own glory than that of the team. As a result of this, we didn't play as a team, the way a team should play, so we were easy to defeat. But with a coach who was more interested in the tabloids than he was developing his players, we knew it was just a matter of time before he got fired. That day couldn't come soon enough for us. We had become tired and embarrassed of being the laughingstock of the local amateur soccer scene. Fortunately, we got our wish before all the best players had left the squad, though we had seen a few good guys move on during this time, never to return. Our replacement coach couldn't have been more different.